Well, good evening, everybody. It's another episode of Low Standards and Pours. It is Sunday, June 28th, 8:41. Another beautiful day in the Detroit City area, and we are coming to you hot. I will be your guest tonight. My name is Eric, and it's going to be upstairs at Eric's. And we're going to talk about a few things tonight. Oh boy, what's going to happen? El Carpe is going to be probably controlling this episode a little bit, but I'm just waiting for him to get logged on. And we're going to talk about some different things. There he is. El Carpe, are you there? Talk to me, my brother. There he is. He's calling in. I'll get him logged in. Okay. El Carpe!
Hey, who's in charge of this mess?
You are. You are tonight, my brother.
I thought we were doing upstairs at Eric's.
I don't know. It's going to be upstairs at Eric's. Where the hell is Bill? I'm going to plug in my headphones and see if I can get you off my speaker here. But
yeah,
go ahead. What do you got going on there, Bill?
Oh, my God. You have no idea. It's been just the craziest week ever.
I bet. I bet.
You don't want to get me started, do you? Do the headphone thing, and I'll just rant and see if you can figure out a way to shut me the hell up. Holy.
Yeah, God. I'm trying to hear you. Let's no, this ain't gonna work.
Yeah, you put the headphones on.
I put the fucking headphones on, but it doesn't work. I don't know. This technology shit's for the birds.
All right.
But go ahead. What do you got there, my brother?
Like you. No, I just. You ever have one of those like super frustrating weeks?
Yeah,
everybody's kind of having them all right now, right?
I'm
gonna go do something and no one's letting me do nothing. And then we can go out, but then we can't go out, but then we got to do this. And it's just a freaking nightmare. Oh, but I had one of those things where you ever get on one of those multiple people texts? You know, like there's 12 people on a text and one guy sends a text to 12 people and then everybody replies to that son of a bitch.
Yeah, the reply to alls.
Yeah, oh my God. It drives me up.
Blows up your fucking phone all day long.
Oh my God. And it is. It's my phone. And everybody wants to laugh at some kind of thing and then smile at whatever. And then someone writes an actual comment, which is stupid. And I'm like, dude, I have a life. I can't. I finally shut my phone off today. I'm like, you people suck.
I don't blame you. I've done the same thing.
Sometimes people just suck.
They do. They do. We've got God, let me see what I can pronounce this. I can't even pronounce it.
Zaldin.
How you doing, Zaldin?
Dang it.
We're scotch and bourbon drinkers, but we love a good can of cold beer once in a while. In fact, Bill, I think you're at your brother-in-law's possibly having some cocktails, beers, and cutting down some wood today.
No, not my brother-in-law, my actual new brother.
Your new brother?
Yeah, he bought a house a couple weeks ago, and we've been processing trees, getting them out so that he can actually get some dry land around his house.
I got you.
So it's just been crazy. But, yeah, oh, we processed some beers last night, I'll tell you.
Anything good?
We did.
Well, IPAs? Or...
No, I'm just doing Coors.
Yeah, you know, Coors is not bad.
And he runs up this morning. I don't know why we both woke up at like 8 o'clock, but he gets up. Yeah. We were going to go get some parts to fix a sump pump. And he gets up at like 6:30 and he goes out of the house. He comes back. He's like, yeah, the store wasn't open. I couldn't buy the stuff. But I stopped and I picked up a couple of, he stopped at a gas station, picked up to like St. Edmund's or Edmund Fitzgerald Porter beers.
Yeah.
He's like, here, have this. Dude, it's 8:30 in the morning. Of course I'm going to have this. Why wouldn't I? It's better than breakfast.
Exactly.
It's delicious.
Nothing wrong with a little beer with your eggs. Shit.
Eggs? What are those?
Eggs. Yeah, who needs eggs in the morning? You got beer.
Right. Zaldin said we said it right. That's awesome.
Yes. Hey Zaldin, how you doing, buddy? You out there? Talk to us. Yeah, how's your weekend going?
We're all just going crazy.
You're
going to make me start again, and I'm going to go and start ranting, and it's going to be ugly.
Well, Zaldin wants to connect, so let's hear what he has to say for a few minutes. I'm going to suck down another cocktail here, so we'll let him talk for a few minutes, and then I can be back in like 2 minutes flash.
I can't even blame anybody who wants to talk to us. We're barely into topic. That's all right.
Yeah, there's Zaldin.
Holy huge tarantula. Oh, my God. Big spider. Sorry. Kill it. Dead.
What are you guys talking about?
What's going on there, Zaldin?
Well, I'm doing good. What's up?
Where are you? What's going on with you today, man?
Not much. Just been browsing Podbeam.
Yeah. There you go. How's your weekend going?
It's going good, man.
Yeah. What do you got, Jake? Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
We're kind of in a bitch mode tonight, so.
Yeah.
You guys drink?
Do we drink?
Bill? Yeah, start
do
with
grasshopper. Do grasshoppers bite monkeys? I don't know. Yes.
Yeah. That was kind of a stupid question. It was a stupid question.
Bill's a scotch drinker. I'm the bourbon drinker, so.
I'm drinking a pretty hardcore drink, guys. It's pretty hardcore.
What do you got over there?
Hawaiian Punch.
Hawaiian Punch? But vodka?
Yeah, I put that in there, too. It's very strong.
I've been drinking, I drink Svedka vodka, and I drink that stuff that Bai. You ever see the Bai, the BAI?
It's
they call it a tea, but it's like a sweet, it's made with a riffal or some shit. I don't know. But if you drink that with vodka, it's a good summary.
Who sells that?
Huh?
That one commercial, with the boy band, Bai Bai Bai.
Oh God, I don't know.
Remember that commercial?
Yeah, Bai Bai Bai. I don't know. I don't watch fucking TV, dude.
It's one of those boy bands. Anyways, I'm just being silly. Sorry.
So what do you got, Zaldin? Yeah, what kind of beer do you drink, Zaldin?
What kind of beer I drink? I drink Busch Light.
Nice. That's cheap. It's cheap and good.
Oh, it's pretty good. Yeah.
You ever get into like hot liquor?
I don't know what that is.
It's a German beer.
What is it?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm trying to figure out how to get you guys off. He left. All right, just me and you, Bill.
All right,
can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Am I echoing?
I think you might have. No, you weren't. But I think you might have when he was on. I'm not sure what was going on there. Something between the two of you.
There was something going on. So I have to be outside because, you know, the dog issues.
Let me ask
you. With bug spray.
Can you hear me better now? I turned down my gains. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you just fine.
All right. My gain's all the way down, dude. So,
yeah, it's because you're talking through the speakers.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that, and I can hear you back on the speakers. So,
I can hear you.
So, anyways, so what else is fucking shaking? I heard so you spent some time with your new brother in law, cut down some fucking trees, sub pump, drank some beers. Fucking long day.
So yesterday I got up at Friday night. Didn't we do a show Friday night?
No, we did one like Wednesday, didn't we?
I don't remember. I was just I've been just hungover the last 3 days anyway.
That's all right.
But I get up Saturday morning with a nice brisk barely hangover at like 6 in the morning. 6 a.m. I go into work on a Saturday because they did double secret overtime for us.
Yeah, you should put some overtime in.
And made an ungodly amount of money from 8 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock and then drove straight to his house, just half hour away. And then I get there, we start cutting down trees. Fuck.
Now, is he north of you?
Yeah.
So he's out in Washington, isn't he? Washington.
Ira.
Is that by China? East China, Michigan?
Well, it's
the thumb?
No, it's the top of Anchor Bay, which is near New Haven. I think I drove through New Haven to get there or something like that, I don't remember.
I'll have to look.
I push buttons. It tells me where to go. I make turns.
Right.
And then I get there. Right. And then there's beer.
I got you.
So, but yeah, no, I just, and so I'm going crazy. All right, so here's, so you started it. You asked the question. So here comes. So I'm exhausted, right? I get up this morning, have a porter for breakfast, and, you know, we're doing some more stuff, cleaning up. We finally get the sump pump fixed and taken care of. I'm tired. And just, it was a long-ass weekend. We're up till midnight, you know, burning the trees that were the pine that we were, it's all dead stuff. So we're just throwing, you know, stacking wood. It's just crazy. So I'm exhausted. Have I mentioned that I'm exhausted? I don't know if I've said it enough times. I'm exhausted.
No, you're exhausted. Tell.
I get over here at, like, get home at, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, tired as all get out, and I'm like, I think I'm going to take a shower and a nap. I get home. My wife is still finishing painting the bathroom where the shower is.
Oh.
So I'm not showering. All right, just drip down to nothing and put on fresh clothes and hope that I don't stink too bad.
Right.
I do that. And then she comes downstairs and goes, oh, yeah, you and I are going to go up to Lowe's. And we're going to pick up a couple things for the new bathroom. And I'm like, all you did was paint it. She's like, yeah, I want new stuff. Like, all right, whatever. So I get up and we go. We do all that whole thing. And the mask, of course, is not fitting my face right. And I'm irritated because I'm tired and hungry. And, and then, you know, and then, of course, it's hot. So my face is all sweaty. And I'm like,
yeah.
And then she's picking stuff out and she's being choosy. And I love her dearly. But I wanted to just, you know, kick her in the pants and just say, just grab the goddamn thing. Let's go.
Right.
But we got through it. And I was a nice boy. I did all the good husbandy things I was supposed to do. And I get home. And as we're driving home, I say, so how much of these items, new mirrors and cabinet thing to hang and this, that, how much of this do you want me to have done? New lights, light fixtures. How much of this do you want me to have done today?
Today.
Before I go to bed. And she goes, well, as much of it as you can. And I'm like, well, that wasn't on my list. That wasn't even remotely on my list. My list was nap, shower, and this show. That was my list. Oh, and then maybe water the flowers.
I've got an idea.
That would have depended. And so now I've already hung the cabinet. I'm going to finish this beer and ignore the mirrors until tomorrow, because the last thing you want is me irritated holding – very thin plates of glass, and
if I lived closer to you, I'd give you a hand, but I'm not driving.
You're not driving here.
No,
my daughter wouldn't let you in the house anyway.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You know, it's face mask or not, you're not coming in. New people don't get to come in the house.
I got you.
Whatever.
Point taken. So no mirror, cabinet, no mirror.
Well, the mirrors are not up. They're leaning. They're there. They're available. I'm not doing it. And, you know, and then, of course, I love my wife dearly, but there's, you know, I've cooked for a living, right?
Yeah.
Like quite a lot. I've done a lot of cooking. I cook a lot. And I still cook. I'm a good cooker, as my oldest used to say when she was little. I'm a good cooker. And when you make noodles, you got to put them in a certain amount of water in a pot that's a certain size, but, you know, because the noodles will expand.
Yeah.
She puts them
There's a science behind cooking noodles.
Well, it's not that difficult. It's just doing it correctly. Well,
there is a science.
More noodles into the pot than are allowed to go in this pot. And then the water bubbles over and overflows, and then it does this. And then she's stirring, and it's just, you need more water. You need a bigger pot. You need to do, or less noodles. You need to do something. And then, of course, they don't get cooked all the way through. And then when you eat them, you get that big, heavy gut that just, what else can I complain about today, Eric?
No, let it rip. Let it rip, man. I'm listening.
Shit's not right.
Yeah.
Thank God they were out on a walk. Thank God they were out on a walk with the dog, because I almost threw the blender through the window. Because of stupid shit like that. I'm like, are you kidding me? And it was, I'm very, very rarely high strung like that. Like, yeah. I need a Xanax because I'm a pretty cool, calm, collected guy. And, you know, this shit happens and that's just how it goes and that's fine. Whatever. But when I'm exhausted and tired and just hungry and irritable.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't throw the blender through the window.
No. Sometimes you have to. Even though you don't, you shouldn't, you probably don't want to deal with the ramifications of throwing a blender through a window. Sometimes right. you just have to. Release of energy.
Yes. Know? Well, so like, the blender lid bounced off the floor a few times after I whipped it at the floor, and I actually need to double check. You know, it landed on the carpet part of the floor, so I mean it's all right, and it's all like rubber and plastic, no big deal.
Were your kids taking cover?
No, they were walking the dog. Thank God everybody was out.
They didn't see any of this then.
No.
That's good. Good.
And if I'm lucky, you know, 30 years after I die, they'll hear this podcast and go, didn't Dan have a podcast or something?
Get a meltdown over some bad noodles?
Yeah, you know, and they'll find all this stuff out and go, oh, yeah, that's what's wrong with him.
That's the way Dad was when we weren't around.
Right, he was psychotic.
You know, the way I grew up, I saw it all. If my dad had a meltdown, he wanted everybody to know, you know. But, yeah, that's the way I grew up, you know. Yeah. Could be worse. Could be worse.
Yeah, your hair could be on fire.
Yeah, you did a good job raising your kids, so who fucking cares?
So far.
They're good kids.
They're all sane and normal and ish. Yep. As normal can be. Holy crap, this is still wet. Oh, man. You know, you got the cushions for your nice patio furniture.
Yeah, are you outside?
Yeah, I'm outside.
Oh.
Because if I'm not outside, then I'm inside with the dog who's going to bark and he's going to, you know, want my wife's attention. And he's in the other room and he's got that high-pitched yap that just pierces my ears.
You need to – listen, I'll come over.
I need a Valium.
Yeah, we'll get you some Valium. And I got a bunch of weed I can give to you. But
you know, that medical marijuana is sounding much more important to me now.
Let's go downstairs. We're going to build you a little man cave. It's going to be surrounded by all kinds of great music and stereos and all that stuff. And you can just kind of retreat downstairs and have a couple cocktails, relax, and have build time. How about that?
Yes, dear.
I'll make you happy.
Hey, there's fuckballs in the background. There's my laugh track.
Even though I'm not your wife, I'll make you happy.
I don't know how to take that.
Yeah, don't look at it. If you want me to come out, I'll help you build a man cave, get your shit organized, and have all your CDs in front of you on a little turntable, and you know, maybe a nice stereo and all that. No, nothing.
No, because if it's not packed in a box sitting on a shelf for me to look at and go, I got to do something with that one day, then I got nothing to look forward to.
All right, what about it?
I don't know.
I get it.
My brain is twisted. What's going on with you? It's been me dominating the whole thing. What have you been doing lately?
Let's see if we can untwist it tonight.
Hey.
Get you relaxed a little bit and have some fun on this podcast.
Tell me about your horse cough thing.
I'm not coughing as much.
Right.
I did a virtual appointment with my longtime doctor out of Providence Hospital, and I told him what I think was the problem, and I was very specific, and he put me on some antibiotics and prednisone and something else. I don't know what the hell it was. It honestly made me pretty fucking loopy. But
that was like 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
I went on for 10 days.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I've taken antibiotics since I was 30. I took them for – I'm anti-antibiotics, so I try to not take them unless I absolutely have to. But I took them when I was younger, when I didn't understand more, when I had
Wait a minute. If you're anti-antibiotics, does that mean you're probiotic?
No, I'm anti-antibiotics.
Two negatives make it positive, so you're probiotic. Yeah, you're probiotic.
No, in theory, yes, but in actuality, no.
Sorry.
I don't believe in them. I saw documentaries about them. I've read about them. I don't believe in antibiotics.
But now you do.
I tried to let my system beat it. It just couldn't. I gave up. I threw the towel in.
Monkey lips. You need to trust the doctors once in a while.
No, I know.
Just because you saw one show on the History Channel right after watching Ancient Aliens does not mean antibiotics don't work.
No, I know. I know I was going to get some flack. And
get your immunizations.
Yeah, he said, go on this. If it doesn't work, then I'm going to get you in. We're going to do some chest x-rays and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I've been coughing up fucking, what I don't even know what you call it, fucking sputum balls, shit, phlegm. Whatever. And I think, Bill, it's all done. I think.
Good.
I think it's all done. So,
and I'm what's your attitude now on
I feel, can you tell I'm not coughing?
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of back to normal. So it feels good. It feels really good.
And what is your thought process now on antibiotics?
Maybe I should have took them earlier.
Yeah, you think?
Maybe like back in September when shit first started.
Right. Here's me going, I told you so, when I didn't even get to tell you so. But
yeah,
you know,
so let everybody know.
Trust your doctors.
Yeah, what ended up happening is that, as Bill knows, I am no poster child of good health, but I eat well and I try to take care of myself as much as I can. But what I did is I ran a humidifier at 60% for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months. I turned it off and then I turned it back on like 3, 4 months later and I ran again at 60%. And what I didn't realize was that the filter that was in the humidifier looked like a fucking snowball.
Yeah.
And I think what happened is the mold was blowing through the air, got in my furnace, blew out through my entire condo, and I got mold in my lungs, and I couldn't stop coughing up this whatever stuff. So knock on wood, I think I'm okay. That's the gist of it.
Yeah. You beat the mold. So basically you were cheese for a while.
I was making cheese for a while.
Oh, that's actually really gross now that I think about it. Thanks. That's a visual. Yeah,
you saw me at the Hamtramck Music Festival. I was like,
yeah, you looked like you were a turd ball.
Yeah, something was trying to fucking kill me, man. I'm telling you. I tried to beat it, but it just didn't work. I had to fucking.
Yeah, I had no about matter how much whiskey we put down your gullet, it wasn't.
Yeah. Fishing. No, I know. I've been drinking. I bought some Larceny bourbon. And it's not bad. It's got a little bit of a bite to it. It's
okay.
Probably not the ones that are on the more smoother side. Right. It's more on the higher alcohol bite side.
Right.
But I'm gonna keep kind of pursuing something that's maybe a little bit better.
All
right. Let me ask you this: what's any new scotches lately? Any new scotches you want to report on?
Well, I think the last one that I really, really enjoyed was the Ardbeg. That's a 10-year. They now make an 8-year, and that was delicious. There is a Ledaig. That one was delicious. That's a 12-year, and it is scrumptiliocious. But you know me. I like the those peaty, kind of peppery, kind of real spicy. Yeah. And as much as I know you love the bourbons, when we get going about scotch, I just go on and on and on. But bourbons to me are too sweet.
Right, right, right.
Which is weird because I love Southern Comfort, but I only love Southern Comfort.
I did not know about you.
I can't have Southern Comfort very often because it's the hangover from hell. But
it is.
When we visit with my father-in-law, he likes the Southern Comfort Manhattans, and never want to shy away from a Manhattan with my father-in-law.
I personally love Manhattans.
Yeah, the best way to make a Manhattan? Absolute best way to make a Manhattan.
Tell me.
4 cubes of ice, maybe 5, in a rocks glass.
Yep.
Pour in 4 fingers of Southern Comfort.
Yep.
Then you open up the vermouth.
Yeah.
And you almost pour it in, and you wave the lid of the vermouth around above the Southern Comfort. So maybe a couple of flavoring dropules will fall on it, but nothing. And then you can throw in a cherry. Maraschino cherry.
Maraschino cherry?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just drop that in there. And sometimes I don't even do it with the cherry. Sometimes it's really just Southern Comfort on ice. Which I think is really what I described anyway, except for the cherry part.
Right, right.
And then you have to go, hello, Mom. Cherry bomb. Sorry.
You know what? There's something about the American cherry, though, that just adds a nice little smoothness, takes out a little bit of the bite. And
I can't see the cherries.
You're bite, and I'm a little bit less bite. So,
it's funny, but, though, is I can't stand the cherries, but sometimes I'll dump a little cherry juice in there. And it's basically just drinking alcoholic sugar.
Yeah. Hey, Nonsense, Brad, for sharing our show. Thanks, Nonsense. Man. We love you, brother.
One of these days, we got to figure out how to share a show so we can go on to Nonsense and then share our show.
Yeah.
Or share his show with ours. I don't even know how that works.
Our mentor, Nonsense. We need to get on his show, Nonsense. It's been crazy times here as underwriters and realtors, but we're going to get on your show soon and support you like you do us. Thank you.
I don't even know how we do any of that.
Yeah, we love you.
Square with the thing? Oh, yeah. Square with the arrow. That's you.
Bottom,
I don't know if I can do the promoting. Can I push that button? Know. Oh, I'm already on. No, it's when we're on your show. I got it. That makes sense to me. All right, cool. We should try and figure out how to, you know, Eric, once you and I actually get something that, I bet your show's been super crazy. The last time I talked to Nonsense, he was, his dad disowned him, and I was like, holy fuck, that's just not right.
His what? Something with his dad?
His dad disowned him.
What?
Dad loves Trump or something like that. And I was listening to this. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't. People just can't be that crazy. And then, of course, you know, I've gone through the whole week that I've gone through and then explained to you all the crap that I explained to you in the last 24 to 48 hours and then throwing shit around in my house. I'm like, well, yeah, okay, I can understand people being crazy because crazy is crazy. And when you reach a certain point, everybody has a tipping point. And when you reach a certain point, you just start saying and doing stupid shit. And once you start saying and doing stupid shit, you just got to – it's almost like it just avalanches. Well – I threw something at the in the house, and I stepped away, walked outside, and said, "Forget it. I gotta chill out."
Yeah.
But some people don't know how to chill out.
Yeah, you gotta do some jumping jacks or something, or some like burpees or whatever.
Oh my God.
What he said? And the Ashley.
Yeah, can you read that?
John DeVito went Snow Lake Boone. Nonsense. Hey, we feel for you, brother. We feel for you.
You know, and. We love the fact that you tried to help us out, and we just love.
Yeah, sorry it's gotten so
the
personal.
Support, but you know, God, if there's something we can do, talking off the ledge, man.
And we're rooting for you. We're rooting for you too.
Yeah, it's tough. Your show is awesome and fun and crazy anyway. Nonsense. So anybody, if there's four people that are not related to us who are listening to our show today, go to Nonsense Password unless you're already subscribed or liked or whatever following. Following, that's the word. You're already following Nonsense, then go follow him now.
Nonsense, you are our mentor. Believe that.
We'll figure out how to do some collab thing, something.
Yeah, we maybe collaborate and join forces.
Yeah.
Seriously. So, sorry to hear about the negative stuff that's going on, but it's going to be a crazy election come November. We all know that. Trump's already – the crazy thing is that Trump is already bowing down. I honestly think he's fucking burned out. I think he is. Somebody told me, no, he's not. I think he's burned out. I don't think he wants to be president anymore. I think his ego is fucking.
It's actual work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's actual work. He hasn't done any of that.
He can make more money doing something else than trying to be president of the United States.
You're right, Nonsense. Between the COVID and the election and all this social change shit, everybody, it's like I said, you know, and here I've been going to work throughout the whole thing. It's almost like nothing's changed for me, except there's this underlying tension of just, holy shit, this is actually happening, you know, and it's just the weirdest thing. Yeah. And he's.
So what do you think in regards to what Nonsense as far as prosecution?
Every 17 different things that he's done wrong.
Well, are you talking about COVID?
I'm talking about prior to him being elected. There's all this stupid shit with that.
Bridge now.
You know, I'm sure the Trump more. Eric, listen to this. Not only that school that he fraudulently started, but I'm sure, and you'll get a kick out of this, when he started Trump Mortgage Company, I got to tell you, I know there were some FCC laws that were not followed. I mean,
yeah,
I've seen some stuff with a company that I used to work with here in Michigan, which I will not say, but I've seen some things happen that should have happened a long time ago. And I've watched companies go in the toilet for less stuff than just being idiots.
No, I know. I know. This is nonsense. Says Trump needs the White House to avoid prosecution. I don't think he'll be anyway, and he's in opposition to the establishment. I don't know. Hey, nonsense. Do you think Biden can pick it up and take us where we need to go from where Trump's at today? I think Trump's done a good job of trying to hammer down the economy and putting people back to work. But do you think Biden can continue and keep developing that? Any comments?
Well, he's typing that.
No, no.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Biden's a weekend to Bernie's. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, in as much as that's true, probably, and at least hilarious, thank you. I needed that. That's actually really funny.
What about a Biden-Hillary running mate?
A Biden who?
Hillary.
No, that old cunt needs to die. I'm sorry. Did I say that? I really just don't like her.
No, I don't think anybody does. But who's going to be his running mate?
He'll pick some other chickie.
Yeah, people are talking about
smart. Hitler. Yeah, she's out of the running. But if he was smart, he would pick Michelle Obama.
That's what I say. I think
that would get him elected for sure.
Yep.
Nina Turner.
You mean Tina Turner?
Right. Tina Turner.
I'd give her beaners for Tina Turner. No.
She would be my private. I would definitely want her to be my private.
Oh, come on, nonsense. You should just call in and give us a piece of your mind. We're here. Give us five minutes.
He's going to start rambling like we do.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Dial in. You got.
Yeah, but was Nina Turner in that really bad third movie?
I don't know.
You know which one I'm talking about.
No, last movie I saw.
Temple of Doom. No, not that one. It's the other one.
All right. Yeah. Well, maybe next.
Yeah, as long as you're typing in, we're still laughing at your shit. Yeah, we love you. Now, what's the third Mad Max movie?
Beyond Thunderdome. Bernie's top zero. Oh, fucking Bernie. That fucking crazy leftist. Shit.
You know, whatever. Eric, here's what I'm sick of. This is another thing I'm sick of. You can zip it with your terms of people. I'm not interested in who's a leftist or a rightist, a conservative, whatever. I don't give a shit. Because I'll tell you why. Here's the thing. People are complex. There's no such thing as a black guy or a white guy. People are too complex. And when I say that, I mean there's black guys are conservatives. Black guys are Democrats. Black guys do this. But, you know, there's because they're people. They're different. It's not the color of their skin or the who they vote for. That's not what makes you. You are not one term. Although I'd like President Trump to be. But no, one person. Get it, one term. Election's coming. You're supposed to laugh. You can laugh later. It's not even that funny.
I'll laugh later.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you didn't even spit your drink out or nothing. There was no spit take. I'm a little
defensive. No, I'm down to ice. I was just reading what nonsense wrote.
People are complex. It's not just one thing that defines you. It will never be one thing that defines you.
I know. I'm looking at, you know, we've talked to nonsense in the past, nonsense in the past, and he's kind of a middle Central America kind of person, and here we are, Midwest high industry, where, you know, things make a big difference, and, you know, maybe he's got some different views
are different.
I get it.
But when people start using terms to define it, and, you know, I understand we got to categorize stuff.
He would
understand things.
Yeah.
But once you categorize things, you got to also understand that it's just one part of someone's life that you're categorizing.
No. Have you ever been through Kansas before?
I have. Kansas, yes, I've driven through Kansas.
Have you?
Yes.
You were state in Kansas or just driven through it?
Well, what do you consider state in Kansas? Kansas is a big state. I drove east-west.
Hey, so. I've been through Texas, but I've only driven through it. I've never actually really stayed there. Stayed in Texarkana, but don't really know much about Texas. I'm kind of thinking the same way about Kansas.
I lived in Texas for a while.
Yeah, Texas is, I don't know, Texas probably got a little bit more pull than Kansas, but I don't know. I'm sure Kansas is a nice place. Never. Who the hell knows? I'm not sure what I'm trying to say.
You know, the country is a great-looking country when you're driving through it.
Yeah. You know?
And when you're meeting the normal people, it's a great country. It's when you get into the wackos, the far too extreme, who don't think past more than what they're doing with their toilet paper today.
Sure.
You know, I don't know. There's just I'm not saying I want to harken back to, you know, the 50s, because hell no, that's when nobody had the right to do anything. Oh my God, and I've listened to a whole lot of shit. Do you like John Oliver? HBO guy. No. Have you ever heard of him?
I've heard his name multiple times. I haven't sat down to listen to him yet.
Holy shit. When we talk about no one does investigative journalism anymore,
yeah,
John Oliver does.
I know, but is he accountable? He seems like nobody's accountable these days.
So zip it for a minute. Let me get this out.
Yeah, go let it rip.
He's a British guy who's recently gotten his citizenship a couple years ago because he loves this country. And he wants to be he sees all the things, you know, as an outsider coming in, he sees all these things that he's like, I can't believe you guys do it this way. This doesn't make any sense. So, but he's got this team that will investigate different topics.
Sure.
And there was one that they did, I swear it had to have been 4 years ago, about the last wave of people taking down or talking about these the rebel flags and the monuments and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, the monuments? But this was like 4 years ago, and now all this shit's happening crazy. Again.
What the hell is going on? These monuments getting taken down these days. Oh, my God.
But you know
Go ahead. I'm getting riled up.
No, but they should absolutely take down those monuments to the rebels. And I'll tell you why. Because those were not put up a year or three after the war in 1850s. These were put up in order to enforce Jim Crow laws in the 1920s and 30s. It's an intimidation factor. I am so sick of fucking bullies. I am so sick of bullies. You know,
but
take your General Lee and shove him up your ass.
I get that, but for all the people, oh my God, I can
fuck
explain
those people. That. It's not their history. It's not their heritage.
But let me ask you this.
But what it's part of our history, and we should learn from it.
If you're going to get rid of the monuments, do we get rid of the history books too?
Mm-mm. No. That's not what I'm saying. You pull the monument down or leave the monument up and put the placard on there that says, this guy's a shitbird and he needed to get killed three times more than he did.
Why don't we leave this? Yeah. Why don't we leave monument up and change the plaque? I mean, they're there.
We could leave the monument up, change the plaque, call them Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
Just make fun of them. But you should watch some of the John Oliver shows, because he actually It's interesting stuff.
Next week,
I'll make 30 it a minutes point. And it's you can find him on YouTube. I freaking dig it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just I find it interesting that someone's actually caring enough about their country to research stuff and actually do a half hour, and he's hilarious with it. He's like, he's so incredulous that these things are happening. It's hilarious. And then there's a joke in there all the time.
And let me say one thing. And I think Nonsense has got a great point.
I wasn't watching.
I know. On us to find our way forward. I don't think you can delete that stuff and find our way forward without it. It's there for a reason.
Well,
it's,
no.
It,
Yeah, it was there for intimidation. So remove the statue.
If people aren't ignorant about it, they'll say, this is the reason why it's up. This is the reason why it got put up back in the day. This is how we're going to make it better. But if you erase it, people are going to think you can erase everything. It's like
That's the thing. It's not erasing it because we're not taking it out of the history books. Because the events happened in 1850, 1853. All that shit happened. There was a civil war. It's over now, and we know why there was a civil war. It was a little bit about states' rights, or it was a lot of bit about states' rights. And it was a lot of it about – and here's – it was a lot of bit about states' rights. It was the South wanted the right to keep slaves. Those states wanted to keep slaves. So that was their state right that they wanted.
All right, two things.
We in the North said it's never worth it to own people.
Sure.
Yeah. What was going on there?
Oh, statue of big sweaty hogs only. I agree.
Right. Boku Yama Hog. Or Boss Hog. And
Boss Hog.
Fart nozzle, too.
Yeah, he's a fucking tweak nozzle. Well,
you know, we were talking before about shows that you can't watch anymore. Dukes of Hazzard is one of them. You can't watch that shit anymore.
Dukes of Hazzard? What about All in the Family, Meathead and fucking Edith and all that? You can't put that on TV today. They'd fucking burn the cities.
The beauty of All in the Family, though, is everybody – Archie Bunker was so over the top. Everybody knew it was jackassery. Archie Bunker was making fun of the asshole he was being. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But you know, you get to General E. Lee driving up and down, and
Cooter,
Cletus, and Cooter, and those guys. That shit would never.
Hog, Cooter.
Boss Hog was he was the pre-Trump bully. I swear to God, I swear.
You could have a point. It's a distant.
Trump must have taken lessons from Boss Hog.
Right.
And I hate to throw the Boku Yama Yama Hog under the
– Yeah.
Because I don't want that associated with either of those two bully assholes. But it just – that triggered me. I'm just like, oh, my God, this is crazy. So what was the other shows you were talking about?
No, you know, I was like – you know, we kind of spoke before this mm-hmm. podcast. Said, what can we touch on and stuff? And I was talking to Kim, and I'm like, you know, what are some of the controversial type sitcoms and stuff that we've dealt with 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, and now. And I'm like, well, All in the Family was definitely one of them.
Oh, yeah. By far. The Jeffersons.
I don't know if it was controversial, but you could definitely get away with some racial slurs and not be a big deal.
Which one?
Sanford and Son.
Oh, yeah.
Lamont and Sanford and, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. But they, you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, they were able to push the boundaries for viewership, whereas today you can't because everybody's so trying to be politically correct. I don't know why, like, Bill, I've told this to 20 people now. If I hear mm-hmm. Fur Baby one more time, I'm gonna go on a rampage. And kill? No, I'm not gonna kill. I'm gonna go on a whatever fur baby. You know what a fur baby is? It's another way of saying cat or dog. Just say fucking cat or say fucking dog. That's all it is. Why do people get to call these fur babies? Oh, my poor fur baby. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Really?
Well, people are gonna do whatever they want.
It's cat or dog. It's a reptile.
And then you get to ask them, do you have a cat or a dog? And then they say, well, my cat identifies as Tweety Bird. Okay, well, you're fucking crazy.
Well, that's the fucking – it's probably the cat's name or the bird's name. Yeah. If the bird's name is Asswipe, I'll call him by Asswipe. But I'm not calling him by Fur Baby. I'm not going to do it. I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of being politically correct. I'm not even sure what to say anymore. I go to the store. I'm not even sure what to say. Like, these are my eggs. These are my sausage. This is my bread. I mean, I don't know.
Can I say sausage? Or am I implying something?
Is it spicy meat breakfast links now? Or can I say sausage? Is it a reference to a human penis? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
At a certain point, at a certain point, we as a society have sort of agreed on terms that we use for everyday things. And when people start getting offended by everyday terms, then I start having problems. I'm like, really? Right. I use this term. I don't know, even can't even think of one right now. I'm so freaking
tired. Yeah, you can.
If I say something, if I use a term and say a word that, you know, offends somebody, I'm like, oh, okay, well, wait a minute. I was trying to buy eggs. So I don't know why that offended you, and I'm sorry that you feel that way. Because I am sorry that you feel that way. I'm still going to use the goddamn word the way I used it because that's the word we agreed on as a society to call that fucking thing that I want to buy.
Yeah, for 50 years, we've called the same word, that word the same thing.
Right.
Why do we have to change it now? That's my
thing. But there are also some terms that are definitely offensive and shouldn't be used. And there are some people that are way screwy and don't understand that, you know, things do actually change in the world.
No, I get that. But
how often do you get to use the N-word anymore? I mean, I very rarely used it in other than, you know, calling my buddies, you know, whatever. But
the N-word is something that I think is an historical thing that's in books that was said and written about back then.
It should be in Tom Sawyer because that's how it was.
Exactly. I'm Caucasian. You're Caucasian. We are not black or African American.
I'm a honky.
You are a honky.
Yeah.
Does that allow us to say the N-word in any way, shape, or form? I don't think so. Ever. I don't like the word. I don't like saying it. I never say it. And I don't even think I ever slip up and say it. But
because it's very rarely a term of endearment.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's very rarely a term of endearment. It's almost always a term of almost subjugation, to tell you the truth.
Right.
And it's a term that shouldn't be used. Yeah. If other black folks want to use it between themselves, that's their choice.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You and I are both versed in many different types of music. We listen to a lot of different types of music. Yep. If you hear it in music, is it okay to say it in music but not in conversation?
Well, see, that's another good question.
Now,
the answer to me, say it in
conversation, but is it okay? Let's say if Bill turns to be a rapper and you want to rap about maybe the culture of different people, is it okay to say it? Is it acceptable to say it in music? I'm not buying it. It's why I don't like it. I don't listen to that music. I don't like it because they sometimes use that connotation. But I don't know.
My other thing is a lot of the music, for example, the rap music and stuff that uses that type of language repetitively is more of there's a term I'm looking for. I'm not going to find it in my head because the catalog is broken. I'm having a catalog error for my brain, by the way. The music that usually uses this type of language, the music itself doesn't appeal to me.
Right.
And that's
right.
And that's just taste. I don't think it's necessarily how I was, it may be how I was raised. I don't know. But that's a taste thing.
Well, let me ask you this.
Begrudge anybody that does like that music. It's just not my kind of music. Words aside, I could give a crap what the words are. It's just the rhythms, the beats, the music. Somehow it just doesn't go with my ear well. So
let me call you out on something. It's not a personal thing.
Yeah, just because I like the Beastie Boys.
You're right. Well, it's kind of where I'm going. So NWA, I don't think they're any stranger to saying the N-word. But do you listen to NWA, and can you relate to NWA?
I couldn't tell you what one of their songs is.
Okay. Cop Killers. You have to Cop Killers. Cop Killer. Yeah. You've heard Cop Killer.
I've heard that. I've heard of that song.
You've heard NWA before.
Yeah, and I've heard of NWA. I don't think I've ever sat through an entire song of theirs.
So is it okay if you like the music, if you can appreciate the music, if you understand how the music is written, is it okay to use that word in music? Is it okay for being a Caucasian to say that, or do you have to be Black or African-American to say it? It's a whole cultural thing, you know? It's like, yeah, what's acceptable, what's not, you know? Unfortunately, there's like a, not a fine line, because it's a defined line of what you can say or not say. And it's tough. It's getting less gray and more black and white, you know?
Well, there's a play on words, huh?
Something like that, yeah.
You get it? You know? Yeah, that was horrible. Yeah. Don't laugh at me. That was a bad
But you know what I'm saying, I'm getting at, right?
I do know what you're getting at.
So I think in mainstream America, I don't think any of us should be using it. I think if you're in high school or college and you're reading the old historical books that were written back then and they use the N-word, I think you have to learn from it and understand why it was written back then. That goes back to me about tearing down the monuments. Maybe don't
learning opportunity.
Maybe not tear down the monuments, but write something better that's more informative about why they were put up and why things have changed. You know,
yeah, do you think? Well, and it might actually happen now, because there was a couple things that changed quite recently, actually. But the big challenge is how are you going to get enough people in the South to say, oh yeah, the Andrew Jackson or whatever monument, we're going to change the verbiage on it and make it a teaching moment? Or are they just going to go, well, we all like it the way it is and we ain't changing nothing?
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So I went to a Catholic school. I think you went to
the Catholic school.
Yeah, Catholic had nothing to do with it. Private maybe being something to do with it. Yeah. But we all had to read the books that were classics back in the day. But doesn't that, as an American, make you think about how you live your life based on how life used to be? In other words...
Yeah, and you still got to... Oh, go on.
See how bad it was. You can now develop, I don't know, new thoughts, new ideas, better ways to do things. If you don't ever hear that, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't give you that foundation to build from. You know?
But that's the thing is, you know, are we teaching history correctly?
Exactly. You know, that's a good point.
Are there enough? I mean, because again, I think one of the good things about private schools in Michigan for the time that you and I were growing up, there was a lot of, in the late 70s, sort of an awakening of how to teach people. There was, you know, it was all post the Love Child stuff, and that wacky 60s thing was over. But there was enough of an impact from the 60s that said, hey, you know, maybe we should look at some of these things a little differently. And there was enough flexibility, not much, but enough flexibility for us young folk to learn maybe more stuff, you know? And see things differently.
My whole point is that if you take away the history of how this, of how you know, I'm not even sure.
No, here's the problem. I see where you're going. You take away the history, then how are you going to learn from it? It's not that we're taking away the, you remove the monument.
Exactly.
But that's not taking away the history.
It's almost like, you know,
the monument. I see what you're saying. Hold on. Right. Let me get it out. So the monument, you're saying that leave the monument up, change it to say, this is why this monument was put up in 1922, because it was there to impose Jim Crow laws and remind black people at the time that they were still slaves down here in the South.
Exactly.
Even though they were free. That I wouldn't have a problem with. Because that's actual honest history. But quite frankly, there's too much rage out there right now. I'm gonna rip the fucking thing down, get it out of the way, and then we'll fix it later.
That's exactly it. But yeah. You know what? Where does the rage come from? It comes from our media. It comes from
our media. It comes from all of us sitting around on our ass, not being able to do anything except talk to each other and try and figure shit out. There's been more fireside chats on this planet in the last 3.5 months about, oh, well, what if we did this? Or we could do this. Or we could fix this. We could do this. So, you know, it's just one of those. Yeah, you're right, nonsense. There is too much context needed to rewrite the entire thing. And, you know, we're Americans, so we're going to read the first two sentences. And if it's not engaging enough, then we're not watching it.
But you know what? I mean, come on, guys. I mean, we can't be ignorant here. I mean, we all know.
Rip down the goddamn monument and put it in the book.
Yeah, rewrite it.
Put it in a book.
Exactly. Put it in a book. Make people write it. Make it part of the curriculum as far as in
school
education.
We have to learn about it.
But if you're just going to do a knee-jerk reaction and start tearing down all these monuments.
How do you feel about the fist downtown?
I don't buy it.
How do you feel about the Joe Louis fist downtown?
That's tough. That's really tough. Mm-hmm.
Is that a punch in the face to you as a white guy?
You know,
think about it. So
it's such a tough question.
The reason I ask you that question, I wanted you to pause, and you did exactly what you were supposed to do. You paused because, wait a minute. Now take that same thought process and think about it. If you were a black guy, just you, Eric, black guy in the South, and you drove past a statue to a slave owner that my government put this statue up. And it's been there for 60 years. And that's a reminder of, holy shit, you know.
Right.
Think about it. And all I'm doing is I'm trying to – really a lot of what I've been doing lately in this world is asking people questions to get them to think. I don't necessarily have any of the answers because my thinking parts are melting. You know, I'm surprised that I have rational thoughts coming out of my cake hole. But you know, the idea is to ask questions and get people to think. And I, like I said, I don't have the answers, but if we're all thinking a little bit, then maybe some of the meat in there will come up with something that might help. And if we get enough people with meat in their between their ears doing something and maybe talking to each other, then maybe some answers can be found. And it might not be the right answers, but maybe it's a step closer to the right answer.
Yeah. Bill, I'm trying to think of a way to answer this. I would be more willing to stand up next to that fist, have it be in there, than have it not be in there. I'm not even sure how to explain it. But the problem is that I look at other monuments. It's a part of history. It is a reason why history put it there. If we understand history better and not try to rewrite it, we may understand it better. I understand that history in the history books wasn't written that accurately. We all know that. Right. But I think getting rid of that stuff doesn't help us.
I'm not saying to get rid of it. You write it all right correctly in the books and you start teaching the kids all the right shit. You rip down the goddamn monument so that the people who are driving past it every day don't feel intimidation of the monument, which is why it was designed to do that in the first place. You tell the kids in the book, hey, there used to be a monument here to the slave owners, and we took it down in 2020 because that was bullshit, and it was put up there, and you tell the whole story. It was put up then. There was this war thing about slaves. And people got free and awesome things, good things started to happen. And then the South got pissed and said, Jim Crow this, that. And then the Jim Crow stuff wasn't working out perfectly. And they said, well, screw you. We're going to put monuments up to intimidate the hell out of you. And then, you know, it took us 60 years to figure out bullshit.
Exactly.
We called bullshit on them. And
Monument's gone, though.
Exact point.
The monument's gone. The monument goes. The monument goes. Teach it correctly in the history, but pull that fucking monument. I'm done.
No, I hear you. It's a tough.
I've gone into full bitch mode. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. I'm glad.
Maybe I might be exciting this evening as opposed to, you know, Captain NPR over here.
Those goddamn noodles fucked you up tonight, didn't they?
Oh, man. Shit. You know, I love everybody in my family. I love the people around me, but goddamn it, learn how to cook. Just less, more water, less noodles. Cheese and rice.
Were they tough noodles? Were they like tough?
Actually, this batch actually did turn out okay because then after cooking them half-assed, they then throw them into the oven with cheese and meatballs and stuff and kind of do a baked thing.
That was really good.
Yeah, it dried them out even further because there wasn't enough sauce in there. These people don't know what sauce is all about. If it's not dripping down my arm, it's not good.
No, I got you. Let me ask you this as we're on our kind of way out as far as spending here. So we're both in our 50s. Do you think that you've gotten
smarter?
Some of all those, but
full of shit. I'm gonna just keep throwing them out until you get something because I'm in ass mode today.
Let me ask you this: if you're driving to work and somebody cuts you off, do you think you're more upset today or less upset 20 years ago?
I'm less upset today. I almost most of the time I don't even honk the horn.
Really?
All right.
I'm like, fuck you, you idiot! I'm blow my horn, give my finger. I'm like, you jerk, you cut me off. I'm more wound up today than I ever was 20 years.
So the last 3 months excluded. But normally,
You've been working a lot, though. There's a lot of things going on in your life.
Yeah, but no, under normal circumstances, and here's why. Because I knew he was going to do it.
Yeah.
I am very rarely surprised on the roads in Michigan. Because in Michigan... this is what you guys, anybody who ever comes to visit Michigan,
you have a short commute too. Yeah, I have a long, I commute all the time.
You know, let me get this out?
Yeah, let it rip.
All right. So anybody who comes to visit Michigan needs to understand this and this only about driving on the roads. If there's ever an opportunity for someone to get ahead of you, they're going to try and get ahead of you. Everybody in Michigan wants to be ahead of you. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're doing 120 miles an hour, there's going to be somebody come up behind you and want to pass you and get in front of you.
Right.
So knowing that, I'm always on the alert for the next jackass is going to try and cut me off because I know that there's a 3-car length in front of me and there's this car in this lane over here and this car in this lane over here. I see the jackass in my rearview mirror doing 75 miles an hour faster than I'm going. So I know that there's going to be space and I can predict this monkey is going to do this stupid move and cut me off. And so a lot of times, I'll take my foot off the gas, give more space for the monkey to do exactly what I know the monkey's going to do.
Right.
And then he does that, and I go, you're a dumbass monkey. I hate you. I hope you crash. And I say it to myself, and I'm then satisfied with myself. But I don't honk the horn because the last thing I would do is scare him or freak him out or make him jerk his hand, and then he smashes into the sidewall, and then his car careens in front of mine, and then I'm dead too.
Yeah.
I'm not honking at you. You're not even worth a toot.
Well, no, I get it. Everybody's worth a toot.
Not jackass monkey. Cut off monkey.
So I pull out of my complex. I live in a condo. You know where I live, Bill, obviously. And I pull around, and you make that left turn out of my complex. You make a right, go up to a stop sign. And I pull up, and there's this guy in front of me, and he's sitting at the stop sign, and I can see him. He's looking down, so I'm like, okay, I'll give him like 20 seconds,
right?
And like nothing. So my windows are down, and I yell out the window like, "Hey, like you know, like I don't want to beep the horn yet, but I'm like, hey, Because they could fucking move, will you?
Right.
And he's like, he's looking back and forth, like he heard something, but he doesn't. He's not looking behind me.
Right.
And so another 30 seconds goes, and I'm like, okay, that's it. So I beep the horn, and the guy, I can see, he jumps and he yells out the window like, "Fuck you, buddy!" And I'm like, "I've been waiting here for fucking 2 minutes, waiting for you to. There's no traffic. Just go. Like, pay attention, asshole."
That's why what we need. You and I need to do. We need to go into business, and design. Aside from pod stuff, design a horn that you can download to your car.
Yeah.
Because then you can do the friendly horn that says, "Dude, dude, hey, sorry, just, you know," or the mean horn that, you can get your General E. Lee.
Right, and, right.
You know, Dukes of Hazzard stupid shit. But, you know, how fun would it be if, you know, you're stuck in traffic or you're behind that guy and you push the horn and it goes, "I like big butts in a cannot lie." You know. He's of course gonna be surprised, and then he's gonna laugh, and then you're both laughing because you got to make that guy laugh because your horn said you like big butts, and you cannot lie. The other fellas,
more pleasure. It's funny. Like I'll pull up at like, say I get off the expressway. I'll pull up at like 6 miles and Haggerty, and I'll be the guy right behind the guy in front of me, and he's the first guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the light will turn green, go left. And I can see in his side view mirror, he's looking down.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, you've got like 5 seconds. If you don't move, I'm giving you the horn. I blow the horn and the guy fucking jumps 90% of the time. It's like, get off your fucking goddamn phone. Like, get off. Like, it's crazy.
That's a problem. You know, I don't. That's what hands-free is for, you little monkeys. You can tell Siri to read your, you know, Alexa to read your text for you.
Right.
You know, that's what volume is for. And most of these things are connected to your speakers on your car anyway. What's even funnier is when you pull up next to a person at the stoplight and they're on the phone with their friend, and all you can hear is their friend blaring, talking about going to this party tomorrow night or whatever.
Right.
Or, you know, I had to change
why were we in
stinky diapers again. And like, you know, I don't need to hear your conversation, lady. Roll your windows up.
No, I know.
I appreciate the fact that you're, you know, being hands-free. Don't brag.
I'm going to buy one of those old fucking Ford trucks that smokes and backfires and shit. And you're just going to start driving crazy. That's my new thing.
And rev the engine when you're behind somebody. That's
really what
you should do is rev the engine.
Yeah, exactly. You know, burn some rubber.
Yeah.
These guys. Whatever.
Stand on the brakes and, you know, do what did we used to call that when you lock up the front brakes and you floor it? And,
fucking burnout or something?
I can't remember. What
I used to go to my, I had my old Firebird. I used to light up the fucking tires all the time, but I don't know.
It's easy to grow out of that.
Yeah. But what else you got for you?
I don't know. I think I'm rambled out. What's going on with you?
No, I got nothing, man. I'm burned out, I think. Huh? I mean, I keep going, but
it's a good thing that, you know, tomorrow's Monday and I got to start this shit all over again. End of the month for us is going to be ridiculous. So the next 2 days, hey, man, I'm going to be pulling my own hair out.
I'm happy you got those bonus checks and shit for what you've done. I know you work hard over there, so good for you.
You know, it's I'm down to the whole idea of yes, I'm happy to work for it. I'm glad. I'm glad that I'm working. Let's just
keep sucking away that money.
You know, I feel terrible for the people that aren't working.
And so do I. You know, and it's tough. And you know what? It goes back to, I've heard people. You know, you're not 1099, but maybe you were at one time. People are always saying like, "Oh, I could never be 1099," but I'm like, you know what? When you're 1099, you can't get fired from anybody. You can't get let go. You can't get whatever. It's whatever you do. You gotta make it work. So with that argument, I think 1099 is not so bad. The people that dedicate their careers and all their time and efforts into management and human resources and all that, that get, let go. It's unfortunate, but I think, you know, maybe you and I have both experienced that, but it's tough. It's a tough way to go.
You're putting all your effort this way. I've had my fair share of ups and downs jobs wise. And I just got so fortunate to just keep plugging forward and keep doing what I know how to do and get better and better at it in order to have somebody find me and like me and want to keep me. I've been fortunate for that, and that they're so close to my house. It's just been phenomenal. And, I'll never give that back. I'm so happy about it. But there was a lot of times there where I know what people are going through right now because I've been there.
Yeah, 20 years that I've known you, you fucking plugged away and got it done.
Yeah.
That's what it takes, you know?
So it's not easy. Get me started on all that traveling I did just so that I could keep everybody living indoors, wearing clothes, and eating food.
That could be a podcast in itself, all your travels.
Yeah, holy crap. Well, I counted it up one time. I worked in 15 different states.
That's a lot of states. That's a lot of states. Yeah. You know?
And you're actually.
You went through the tough times and kept it together. I went through the tough times and really didn't. I kept it together, but maybe not as well as you did. But you did what it took.
Other stuff too, weren't you? Didn't you go into some kind of construction?
I did everything, Bill.
Yeah. You're a scrapper, Eric. That's why we get along so good. You don't give up on nothing, man.
No.
You're scrappy.
I was cleaning out fucking Section 8 houses. I didn't fucking care. If I was making $500, I was making $500. Yep. But, there's a lot of people today that think they're owed something better. And it's like, you got to do what you got to do, man. Life ain't easy. Mm-hmm. Life's not easy at all. Suck it up.
Plugging along. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's been Eric.
And that's been Bill.
Where the hell are we?
We're Sunday, June 28th, 9:53. I think we're going to wrap this up, and we're going to do another
podcast. I thought we were going to be upstairs at Eric's, but we got to practice that better.
We're not. It doesn't matter. Let's rip one up on maybe Wednesday. You want to do it Wednesday?
I don't know if I can survive. No, Wednesday's no good because that's the kid's birthday.
Okay. Well, shoot me a text and let me know what's going on with your life.
Yeah.
And we'll put something together. We'll do something fun and entertaining.
And potentially dangerous.
And potentially
dangerous. There could be fireworks involved. I'm not sure.
It's going to be July 4th. So, did you guys buy any mortars or any kind of like fireworks for that?
No, I don't do any of that crap. I don't have time or energy, or I don't feel like blowing my fingers off.
Well, I'll bring them over. We'll light some mortars off in the street.
I got 10 fingers. I'm going to keep 10 fingers. I got all my toes. I'm keeping all my toes.
Well, I'll tell you this. Let's do this. I'll talk to you during the week. If I buy some mortars, I'll bring them over and we'll have some fun out in front of your house.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you want to do, Eric. Whatever you want to do.
All right. Love you, Bill. We'll talk. We'll converse here very shortly.
All right. Hang up on me.
All right. I will. All right. Bye. See you guys.
Good night.
It's been nice. See ya. Good night.
Say good night one more time.
All right. Good night.